Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Well, welcome to the Faithfully Beautiful podcast with Manda. I am so excited about the content for today. It is something that I am extremely passionate about that is so near and dear to my heart and is really what my core message is all about when I'm out speaking, when I'm talking to women, and what really God has given me as a purpose in my life. And that is, this week we're on week three of the series that I'm doing on peeling back the layers. And this week we are talking about peeling back the layers on our beauty. And that is a very, very, very big topic. And I'm only going to scratch the surface today on the things that we could truly go into and talk about when it comes to beauty, both inner and outer. But I wanted to give you the definition of what beauty says from Webster's Dictionary. And the first one, so I'm going to give you two. There's probably like six. And these two were the ones that really struck me as truly the definitions that we tend to think of or not think of. First is the quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or spirit. The second one, a particularly graceful, ornamental, or excellent quality. Now, nowhere in either one of those descriptions does it talk about our physical appearances. It talks about a quality or qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or the spirit. I can't find anything that says that beauty is based on physical appearance. So we're going to touch a little bit about what society says, about what the Bible says, what the Bible says about inner beauty and outer beauty, and just share with you a little bit about my passion and why this is hits so close to home for me. So let's talk about what the perceptions are of beauty in our society and biblically. In my past, I have always looked at what society, social media, the TV, magazines, everyone has defined for me as beauty. The models, the anti-aging creams, all the stuff that we see on a daily basis and now streams 24/7 on social media all over the world on what beauty is. And that is a size 2, long blonde hair. It just is this perception that is just so skewed to what our realities are. I'm just a normal girl, normal size body, just a plain Jane. Now, that was how I looked at myself. I could never measure up to the expectations of what society and social media and what I've been fed to be what is the definition of beauty visually. Not 5'7 or 5'10 or 6 foot like all these models are. I am just not like that. But I have lived thinking that because of those standards and those expectations that I just continue to fall so short on a daily basis. I mean, I don't have those qualities. That's just not how God created me to be. And so I lived in part of my depression And the things that I thought about myself was because I just could never measure up to the expectations of what others thought. You know, the Bible talks a lot about the way that God treats God's vision of women, as well as, in the Old Testament and New Testament. But as I'm currently living and as I'm currently walking with God right now, my past view of myself being unworthy, unvaluable, not being confident, full of self-doubt, full of fear, all of that I have branded into my brain. And so now that I'm studying God's word and really getting into looking at that layer of beauty and what that layer is to me, discovering that truly it is, it's a quality or aggregate of qualities in a person that gives pleasure and exalts the mind and spirit. I am here to give pleasure to God. He created me so that with a specific purpose. And so I am supposed to be here as his beautiful gift. And so as I've shifted my mindset, I have started to become more aware that I don't need society to define what beautiful is. I can rely on looking at myself in the mirror through God's eyes, and that God finds me beautiful. He created me beautiful. He has given me gifts and talents, and it made me beautiful. And I'm finally starting to see that. Now, we kind of think, oh, you know, she says she's beautiful. That's got to be conceited. Or, you know, as Christian women, we kind of get that wrong idea about what beauty is. And if somebody thinks she's beautiful, she's conceited, or you just don't think you're worthy enough to be called beautiful. You know, I really struggle with that. And that's why this topic has become such a big passion for me, because it just is so opposite of what God wants for us. He wants us not to only be beautiful on the inside, but he wants us to be beautiful on the outside. He wants us to mirror his Holy Spirit and show his beautiful, wonderful face. And if we think like that as Christian women, that we are a temple to his Holy Spirit and that we are honoring him, we don't have to think of ourselves as being anything other than beautiful. We don't have to be frumpy. We don't have to dress frumpy. We don't have to, be concerned that we're not up with the current trends, or that whatever it is for you that holds you back from thinking that you're beautiful. And trust me, I had a huge laundry list, and I still have a big laundry list of things that hold me back to seeing the real, true, beautiful woman that I am. It's a battle and a struggle for me every single day, but it's an easier struggle every single day because I am starting to see me how he sees me. And I'm not relying on the entire world, even my inner circle of family and friends, to define what is beautiful. So I think as Christian women, we kind of got to get past that thought of thinking of ourselves as beautiful, kind of giving ourselves permission to that it's okay. We can say we're beautiful. That doesn't make us conceited. It doesn't make us wrong. It doesn't make us unchristian to think that we are beautiful. He wants us to be beautiful. So then we get into this debate about outer beauty and inner beauty. And I've had discussions with women about the two verses that I'm going to read to you right now, the first one is from the Amplified, and it talks about the inner beauty. And really the section of First Peter is talking about how women should be, how they should submit themselves to their husbands, and, you know, how women should not be concerned with adorning the outside for the visual pleasure of another man, but that they should be concerned with the qualities of the inside. So in 1 Peter 3:4, and I'm going to read from the Amplified, but let it be the inward adorning and beauty of a hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of God. So it's important to God that we are in our hearts truly and honestly as pure as we can be, that we have this uncorruptible spirit, this unfading charm, this gentle, peaceful spirit about us that He wants for us to have. We get caught up in the worry of the world. We get caught up in our everyday lives, and we get lost sometimes in that. And so that is something that is pleasing to Him. So a lot of women, a lot of Christian women, like to go to this verse saying, see, we can't, you know, He doesn't want us to be beautiful on the outside. We shouldn't concern with ourselves the way we look on the outside. But I'm going to kind of go back to the Old Testament here. And this verse, these set of verses, were very powerful to me because I truly believe that this is how God wants us to feel and wants us to look at ourselves and feel. This is all about the physical and how He has taken this woman, Israel, and He has rescued her from being this beaten, lonely woman, lonely girl, and bloodied in the streets, given up on. And now the story doesn't end well, but there's this section in between the beginning and most of the end where things go really wrong with Israel, that it's just how graciously He treats us. And I truly believe deep down in my heart, this is how He wants us to feel. And it's Ezekiel 16, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 14, actually from the Message version. I came by you again and saw that you were ready for love and a lover. I took care of you, dressed you, and protected you. I promised you my love and entered into a covenant of marriage with you. And this is Him talking about Israel being His bride. I, God the Master, gave my word. You became mine. I gave you a good bath, washing off all that old blood, and anointed you with aromatic oils. I dressed you in a colorful gown. I put leather sandals on your feet. I gave you linen blouses and fashionable wardrobe, expensive clothing. I adorned you with jewelry. I placed bracelets on your wrists, fitted you out with a necklace, emerald rings, sapphire earrings, and a diamond tiara. You were provided everything precious and beautiful, with exquisite clothes and elegant food, garnished with honey and oil. You were absolutely stunning. You were a queen. You became world famous, a legendary beauty brought to perfection by my adornments. Decree of God the Master. Now, I don't know about you, but I've actually read this in multiple versions of the Bible and realized that my journey, how He started me out, you know, I've shared before that at one point, 11 years ago, I was 253 pounds. And up until about 18 months ago, I looked in the mirror and still saw that broken 253-pound woman who was unworthy of love, unworthy of being wanted, unworthy of feeling beautiful, who wasn't confident, who didn't want to go out in the world, who wanted to hide away and not let anybody see her. And He expressed to me, and I was felt this so deep in my soul that when I asked him, what am I supposed to be doing here, Lord? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm so deep and dark at that point too, that what am I supposed to be doing here? And he's, you know, this is actually over 4 years ago. And I was to create this alpha blog. And let me tell you, I argued with him back and forth. But fashion has always been something, getting dressed up every day has always been something that I felt good about. Even it only lasted a millisecond for me most of the time. I still had the feeling of feeling good when I got dressed and I felt like I looked nice. And part of my journey has been, he had me start this daily alpha blog. I thought, you know, I argued with him for months about it. I finally had to give in and just say, okay, I'm going to do this. Although it's now 4 years later, I still find myself getting a little uncomfortable every single morning going out and taking my pictures and sharing what I'm wearing for the day. Now, mind you, I've been doing this a little over 4 years. It has brought me such a rewarding feeling that I haven't really truly allowed myself to really accept, that there are women that are seeing my blog that tell me thank you for letting them know that they can look and feel great even on a budget. I don't shop at expensive stores. I don't spend a ton of money. And you can still look great without having to spend a ton of money. And they realize that they can feel beautiful, that they can look good and still feel beautiful. And even if it's for them for a millisecond, like it was for me, that was good for them. And as I've gone through the journey, you know, 18 months ago, I felt into that deep, dark, really deep, dark place. And only he was going to be able to get me out of it. And I found myself asking that question again. What am I really here for, Lord? I feel like there's something more. I had just discovered this, you know, things that I'd been hiding for so long. And I just knew that it was either time to be done or I needed to find out the deeper meaning for why I was here. And it all comes down for me to this. It is the inner beauty magnifying through our outer beauty. And it's okay for us to be beautiful on the outside and beautiful on the inside. There's no reason that we can't feel that God wants us to have both. He wants us to have both. He says right here in Ezekiel 16 how he wanted to how he treated Israel. He dressed her in the finest clothes, gave her the finest jewelry, made her feel beautiful. She was beautiful. She was stunning. She was a queen. We are his daughters. We are his princesses. There is no reason why we should not feel like that. Why we should not feel beautiful about who we are on the outside and on the inside. For me, I had to dress the outside to start realizing that the inside could be beautiful too. Although I never saw the outside as beautiful, I put on my outfits because I had a second glimpse of what it felt like to feel pretty for a moment. And I needed to start letting the inner part, my inner layer of beauty, my inner layer of hurt that I was covering and masking, that it needed to be healed, that I needed to find my confidence. I needed to find that gentle, quiet spirit. I needed to find those gifts and talents that God had given me. And I needed to get better at those. And as I learn and get better at those, I feel more beautiful on the inside. He is touching my heart and cracking and getting through those layers that I've built up. We've cracked through my tough outer layer. I didn't want to let anybody in. And we've gotten through. Now I understand who I am and my identity. And now we've got to touch on the beauty part of it and how I feel about myself and discovering that I am truly worthy of being loved. I'm truly worthy of the feeling beautiful. I'm truly worthy of having a God confidence, not a self-confidence, but being reassured in the gifts that God has given me to be confident. And as I start to learn to accept this, it starts to show more. I start to feel more beautiful. I start to build up. My second of looking in the mirror now, maybe is 10 seconds. Maybe it's a minute. Maybe it's 15 minutes. Maybe it actually gets me through my entire day where I can say, I feel beautiful today. So as you can see, I am quite passionate about all of this. And I just think it's so important, especially for us as Christian women, to realize that we can have both and. It doesn't have to be either or. We're either inner beautiful or outer beautiful. We can be both beautiful on the outside and beautiful on the inside. And the inside can only enhance and make the outside sparkle and dance and just be this beautiful thing that God created. This beautiful woman, He wants us to feel beautiful, confident, and empowered because we are His daughters. We should feel no other way. We should not allow society, our friends, our family to let us, to tell us any differently or make us feel any differently. We are beautiful. I am beautiful. I feel beautiful. I really want you to really give some serious thought to this week as we get ready to wrap up this podcast. I really want you to take a look at really what you have let your definition of beauty become. And are you letting the world decide your definition of beauty? Or are you letting what God sees as beautiful be your definition? Because He definitely sees you as beautiful. We were made in His image. We were created to be like Him. So what are you letting define you? What are you letting that inner layer of beauty say about you? We can have both and, both outer beauty and inner beauty. And we can definitely be the confident, empowered, beautiful women God created us to be. I want to share with you that on Friday, I am getting ready to release a 7-day devotional that is going to be absolutely free on my website called Beautiful Identity. And it's discovering our true beautiful identity at the foot of the cross. And it's a simple 7-day little devotional, but I really think it's going to ask you some questions about your identity and about your beauty. And I really encourage you to go onto my website after Friday, check it out completely free, and walk through that 7 days and see what it can do to change your thoughts about what beauty is and that you truly can have both and. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to speaking again with you next week when we start to talk about peeling back another layer on our lives. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.